All right, ready to hit that new game plus button on your JRPG knowledge.
I knew you'd go there.
Well, it's true. Today, we're diving deep into JRPGs, and I bet some of you are already hearing those classic victory fanfares in your head.
Or picturing those epic turn-based battles.
Exactly. But as we'll discover, JRPGs, those Japanese role-playing games, are so much more than just a nostalgic trip back to the 16-bit era.
They're a global phenomenon with a rich history, a unique cultural identity, and yeah, maybe even a little more depth than you might expect.
And to guide us through this vast and vibrant world, we're drawing inspiration from a fantastic article on Mathri.com.
Written by Mazen Turkmani.
It's a great read, packed with insights. So before we fire up those emulators and lose ourselves in nostalgia, let's set the stage a bit.
Sounds good to me.
So when we talk about JRPGs, what makes them tick? What sets them apart from, say, those Western RPGs we all know and love?
Well, the article dives into all sorts of defining characteristics, but one that immediately jumps out is the emphasis on storytelling.
Absolutely. It's not just about grinding for XP or collecting loot. Story is king in the world of JRPGs.
It's true. Think of it this way. In many Western RPGs, the story often serves the gameplay. You're going on quests to level up, to get stronger. But in JRPGs, it's almost like that relationship is flipped.
Right. The gameplay, while often incredibly engaging in its own right, is almost a vehicle for delivering these grand, sweeping narratives.
Exactly. You'll find stories that wouldn't be out of place in a novel or even an opera, with complex characters, intricate plots, and themes that really make you think.
It's like stepping into an interactive anime, but with a controller in your hand.
And speaking of characters, that's another hallmark of JRPGs that the article highlights, and it's something that really sets them apart.
It's not just about customizing your character's stats or gear.
Right. You're often making choices that shape their personality, their relationships, even their outlook on the world.
You're not just along for the ride. You're helping to write this story, and those choices you make, they really matter.
It's about that sense of player agency, knowing that you have a real impact on the narrative.
And that feeling that your decisions have weight and consequence, it's incredibly powerful. Now, here's where things get really interesting, and I'll admit, this one surprised me.
Oh, do tell.
So JRPGs, as uniquely Japanese as they might seem, actually have roots in it. Wait for it. Western games.
It's true. To understand the origins of JRPGs, we have to rewind back to the early days of computer RPGs.
We're talking about games like Dungeons and Dragons,
mm-hmm.
which had a huge influence on those early Japanese developers.
Absolutely. Or Ultima, which introduced this idea of a vast, explorable world, something that would become a hallmark of so many JRPGs to come.
So it was a bit of a cultural exchange. Western RPGs planted the seeds, and then Japanese developers took those ideas and ran with them.
Precisely. And in the process, they created something wholly unique. They weren't just copying, they were innovating, adapting those Western concepts to fit within a Japanese context.
And it's fascinating to see how those early influences eventually blossomed into this distinct and beloved genre.
Oh, absolutely. And you can trace that lineage back to some true trailblazers, games that didn't just define the JRPG genre, but practically wrote the rulebook.
You're talking about legends like Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy.
Right, the titans themselves. Both emerging in the mid-80s, these games laid the foundation for everything that would follow.
Even if you've only dabbled in JRPGs, you've probably heard of these giants. They're iconic.
And for good reason. They introduced us to those core elements that we still associate with JRPGs today. Turn-based combat, expansive world maps dotted with towns and dungeons, deep character customization.
It's amazing to think how influential those early games were. How they established conventions that are still going strong decades later.
It's a testament to how well they captured something special, something that resonated with players in a profound way.
It's wild, right? Like, these games weren't just hits. They practically wrote the JRPG playbook.
Absolutely. And it's not just the high-level stuff they nailed. Even those core mechanics, they're so much deeper than people might realize.
Oh, for sure. Take that whole turn-based combat thing.
People hear turn-based, and they think it's going to be simple.
Yeah, like press A to attack and call it a day. But nah, JRPGs take that concept and just run with it.
They add so much strategic depth. It's crazy.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you have your standard attacks, but then you've got to factor in party formation, enemy weaknesses, status effects.
Forget those elemental affinities.
Oh, right. Like figuring out if that fire spell is going to be super effective or just a waste of mana.
And then you add in character classes, each with their own unique skills and abilities, and suddenly you're practically playing a strategy game disguised as a fantasy epic.
It's like every encounter becomes this little puzzle to solve, figuring out the optimal strategy to come out on top.
And as JRPGs evolved, so did those combat systems. The article actually mentioned some cool examples, like the active time battle system.
Oh yeah, ATB, Final Fantasy, really put that on the map.
Right. It's like this perfect blend of turn-based strategy and real-time decision-making. You've got this gauge filling up, and you have to think fast, decide when to unleash your character's abilities.
Before that enemy gets their turn and wipes the floor with you, definitely kept you on your toes.
And then you have games like Persona, which introduced that press turn system where you can extend your turn by exploiting enemy weaknesses.
It's all about rewarding players for thinking strategically, for really understanding the nuances of the combat system.
Which I love. It's that extra layer of depth that elevates the whole experience.
Speaking of elevating the experience, can we talk about the golden age of JRPGs for a second?
Oh man, the 90s. What a time to be a JRPG fan. So many classics were born during that era.
Seriously. The article really hones in on the 90s as this pivotal moment for the genre.
And it makes sense, right? You had this perfect storm of technological advancements, creative breakthroughs, and a growing global audience hungry for these kinds of experiences.
It's like all the pieces fell into place.
For sure. Like, think about it. The 90s is when we see the rise of consoles like the Super Nintendo and the original PlayStation.
Bringing those JRPG worlds to life with 16-bit glory.
Exactly. Suddenly, those pixelated sprites had so much more detail. Those environments felt more expansive. The music.
Oh, the music. Don't even get me started on those soundtracks.
Seriously, JRPG composers were, and still are, on another level.
They weren't just making background music. They were creating these sonic landscapes that completely immersed you in the game world.
Absolutely. Like Nobuo Uematsu's work on Final Fantasy, legendary. Or Yasunori Mitsuda's score for Chrono Trigger, genre-defining.
Even today, you hear a few bars of those soundtracks, and it's like this instant hit of nostalgia.
It's true. They're so evocative, so tightly woven into the fabric of those games.
And it's not just the music, right? It's that entire package, the way those games combine stunning visuals, unforgettable soundtracks, and deep, engaging gameplay.
It's why so many of those 90s JRPGs became cultural touchstones.
They weren't just games, they were events. Remember reading about how Dragon Quest III came out in Japan and it practically caused a national holiday?
No kidding. Schools were empty, businesses were struggling, everyone was glued to their Nintendo.
It just goes to show you the power of these games, how they captivated an entire generation.
It's crazy. And that level of impact, that ability to resonate with millions of players, it all comes back to the quality of those games.
It wasn't just hype, right? These games were genuinely groundbreaking.
They pushed the boundaries of what games could be, and they told stories that stayed with you long after you put the controller down.
And I think that leads perfectly into another defining aspect of JRPGs.
What's that?
That seamless blend of gameplay mechanics and storytelling.
Ah, yes. It's like every element, from those turn-based battles to the way characters interact with each other, it's all in service of the narrative.
You're not just going through the motions, you're living and breathing the story.
Exactly. And it's something JRPGs do so well, that feeling that you're on this incredible journey with these characters.
Watching them grow, change, overcome challenges.
And that growth isn't just about getting stronger or learning new abilities. It's about emotional and psychological development.
Like, in a lot of Western RPGs, your character levels up, their stats increase, maybe they unlock a new skill tree.
But in JRPGs, character progression is so often tied to the narrative, to the choices they make, the relationships they forge.
It's like you're witnessing these characters evolve right before your eyes, becoming more well-rounded, more complex, more human.
Absolutely. And those relationships, the bonds you form with your party members, they're not just an afterthought.
Oh, for sure. Those party dynamics are often at the very heart of JRPG storytelling.
Your companions, they're not just interchangeable combatants. They're fully realized characters with their own backstories, motivations, even their own internal conflicts.
It's what makes those moments where those bonds are tested, where those relationships are stretched to their breaking point, so impactful.
It's true. And it's those moments, those emotional gut punches, that really stay with you.
Because you're so invested in these characters, you feel like you've gone through the ringer with them. And that shared experience, it creates a powerful connection.
And let's be real, JRPGs aren't afraid to pull at those heartstrings.
Oh no, they'll put you through the emotional ringer. Happy tears, sad tears, you name it, a good JRPG will make you feel it all.
Exactly. They tackle those big universal themes, love, loss, sacrifice, betrayal, redemption. And they do it in a way that feels both epic and deeply personal.
It's like that saying, the best JRPGs will make you laugh, make you cry, and make you think. they stick with you.
For sure. And I think that's a perfect segue to talk about something that really sets JRPGs apart, their deep connection to Japanese culture.
It's like they tap into something universal, something that transcends language and culture.
Absolutely. It's about those shared human experiences, those moments of joy, sorrow, triumph, and loss that resonate with us all.
And JRPGs, they just have this knack for delivering those moments in a way that feels both epic and deeply personal.
They do. And it's fascinating to see how those cultural influences manifest in different ways.
Right. The article brought up a really interesting example talking about the Persona series and its exploration of Jungian psychology.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. You've got archetypes, the shadow self, the collective unconscious. Pretty heady stuff to find in a video game, right?
Right. It's not every day you're battling demons while also confronting your own inner turmoil.
But that's part of what makes JRPGs so compelling. They can be these grand, epic adventures, but they also delve into these deeply personal, introspective themes, and they often do it through this uniquely Japanese lens.
And I think for a lot of players, that's a huge part of the appeal. It's like you're getting this window into another culture, another way of seeing the world, and that can be incredibly eye-opening.
It's true. And it's not just about Jungian psychology, of course. JRPGs often draw inspiration from Japanese mythology, folklore, those traditional stories and legends that have been passed down through generations.
It's like you're getting a crash course in Japanese culture while also playing an amazing game.
And those cultural influences, they seep into every aspect of the experience, from the art style to the music to the way characters interact with each other.
It's all part of that JRPG magic, right? And speaking of magic, you might be thinking, okay, that's all well and good, but are JRPGs still relevant today? Like, gaming has evolved, tastes have changed, but JRPGs...
But JRPGs endure.
They do. And the article really drives that point home, doesn't it?
It does. While some genres come and go, JRPGs have not only stood the test of time, they've continued to evolve.
It's like they found that sweet spot between staying true to their roots while also embracing new ideas, new technologies, new ways of telling stories.
Exactly. And we see that evolution everywhere we look.
Yeah, like we've seen this rise of open world JRPGs, games like Final Fantasy XV and Xenoblade Chronicles, which give players this incredible freedom to explore these vast, breathtaking landscapes.
And the combat systems, they've gotten so much more dynamic.
Right. We're seeing a move away from those traditional turn-based battles toward more action-oriented systems, but without sacrificing that strategic depth that JRPGs are known for.
Exactly. It's about finding new ways to engage players, to keep things fresh and exciting, while still staying true to what makes JRPGs so special.
It's a testament to the creativity and passion of those developers, constantly pushing the boundaries of what a JRPG can be.
Absolutely. And that's what makes me so excited about the future of JRPGs.
Me too. Like, who knows what incredible worlds we'll get to explore, what unforgettable stories we'll get to experience, what new innovations will blow our minds.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are. And I think that's a perfect note to wrap things up on. A huge thank you to Mazen Turkmani for that insightful article. You can find it over on may3.com.
Everyone should check it out.
And of course, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of JRPGs.
It's been a blast.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep hitting that New Game Plus button on your curiosity.